Oh, well, I'm so excited to be back on at KGNU, one of my favorite community radio stations in the country. And the show is, the Laura Flanders Show stars the people that I think of as the brightest forward thinkers from the worlds of arts, activism, and entrepreneurship. People who have real, reality-based strategies and models for power shifting change. So, people at KGNU who know me know that for years I've been covering what's wrong with the media, what's wrong with our politics, what's wrong with our community organizing. You know, I've covered wars and conflicts and uprisings galore. And I think after the 2008 recession, it came clear to me that we needed to do a whole lot more work. We in the world of journalism, not just on lifting up what's wrong, but lifting up models that could provide ideas for ways to do things differently. And that's really what the Laura Flanders Show, which used to be Grit TV, has focused on all these many years now. And it's not as simple as, solutions journalism. It's not just happy news. It's news of power-shifting strategies that have worked in the past or could work or are in the process of being experimented with right now. And one of the reasons why I think it's important work to do in this moment, in this sort of Trumpian era, is because, if nothing else, this is a time for bottom-up experiment. We can't be waiting for solutions to be handed down from on high. And I think all around us, when we look, there is less homogeneity, less monopoly in terms of ideas and economy and economic structures than we think. And there's actually way more experimentation and diversity than we're even aware of. So when people talk about the economy, I say, which economy? There are lots of them in the United States right now. Just some of them never make it into the news. We try to put them front and center on the Laura Flanders Show, and I'm just so excited to be coming back to KGNU on Fridays.
Well, this week's show actually perfectly exemplifies what you've just been talking about, because you're taking a look at how we can move beyond diagnosing economic ills and move into solutions. And you have a whole slew of very interesting guests, but you're really going to be talking about the dual crises of debt and corporate growth, but also taking a look at how to find a way out. Give our listeners an idea of what they can expect tomorrow afternoon.
Well, absolutely. So we talked to two people who are economists. One is Pam Brown, who was one of the founders of Occupy Debt and Strike Debt that came out of the Occupy Wall Street movement. She's also a host on WBAI, the Pacifica station in New York, on the morning. And Ivan Escher, who has a new book called The Portfolio Society, about the capital, capital for the 21st century being based on risk rather than on labor. The idea being that our entire society is shifting to become driven more and more by the values and practices of Wall Street. So whereas once upon a time we had a kind of labor-capital relation, now we have relations based entirely on credit scores. And your credit score is really the asset you do or do not bring to the table in any negotiation. So what Pam will talk about is the lasting impact of that kind of a way of thinking on communities of color and communities without established wealth, and the way that it exacerbates existing divisions. Ivan will talk about what it means to our human relations, but also our economic relations, to be basing ourselves on risk and prediction rather than production. But we also talk on the program later in the show with people whom I was able to interview in South Africa about models that exist for different kinds of organizing, organizing around the commons and organizing around land trusts, ways that people are finding to, when they are cut out of the system as we know it, to support their communities and meet their communities' needs in different ways. So that's really what's coming up this week, and I think it's going to be a great show.
As we mentioned earlier, now we need these voices more than ever. And Laura, our listeners are probably most familiar with you, certainly on the KGNU airwaves, as the former host of Counterspin, which we're still airing, giving that critical media analysis. Where are these voices in other outlets, or are independent platforms the only place that people are going to hear these narratives and alternative ways of thinking about the world?
Well, you know, I would say, I mean, here's this, one of the stories that's on this week's show is the story of Mandy Cabot, who she's the CEO of Dansko Shoes, right? And I'm sure a lot of people in your listening area are familiar with Dansko, totally comfortable, based on some Danish model. She started a small company with her husband years ago and is at that age now where she is beginning to think about retirement. She was offered $100 million offer for her company by a larger shoe corporation, and she rejected it and decided instead to sell her business to her workers. You would think that story would be a good story for National Public Radio's Marketplace or for CNBC's money reporting. It doesn't appear. Even a story of that level about a brand you know, a person with high visibility, making this different kind of decision isn't registering yet as a news story. So at the moment, where you'll see stories like that are our show, publications like Yes Magazine, occasionally outlets like Grist that look at different alternatives to environmental challenges. There's a Next City magazine that covers what's happening in cities. But truly, this is a cutting edge of reporting that I think down the road could become mainstream fodder for regular news. But at this moment, is simply not penetrating that consciousness. And I got to believe that's for political reasons, because the stories we're telling are about power-shifting decisions that don't just create some nice new green product, but really do it in a different way, a way that shifts power from the few to the many and changes the quality of life for people at the bottom. So at the moment, it's us, folks. We're the ones covering this story. It's independent media. And I think that's because stations like KGNU have a relationship with your community where you don't see them as a monolith, where you hear from your viewers and your listeners, where you're engaged with small businesses, you know the challenges that they're up against. And I think that independent media are themselves small businesses funded in non-traditional ways. Pledge drives are the original crowdsourcing, as far as I'm concerned. So we have an organic relationship to this kind of story in the way that the multi-million-dollar mega corporation that runs your local cable network simply doesn't have and may not want ever to have. So I think this is where you're going to get the stories that will help us, give us the ideas that will define the future. I really do. It's great work. It's a fantastic beat to be on.
Well, the Laura Flanders Show will be coming your way on KGNU every Friday afternoon at 3:30, starting tomorrow. And we're just delighted to have Laura Flanders back in the airwaves. Thank you, Laura.
So glad to be with you, Maeve. Appreciate it.